My friend, are you silently struggling? Are you consumed with remorse at the end of the night for reacting in anger with your kids? Do you often catch yourself in a negative attitude and saying unhelpful or even hurtful words to your family? Do you wish you could be calm and patient and peaceful and kind and lighthearted with your kids? I know you do. I want to invite you to join Calm Christian Mom Coaching Program. This week only, I am offering over $1,000 in bonuses if you choose to enroll into my Calm Christian Mom Coaching Program. I do not want you to miss this. First, let me just say this program is 100% money back guarantee. You either get results or I give you a full refund at week 12. Second, if you enroll this week, you get an additional 4 weeks of coaching with me for free. And third, the next 3 months are going to pass regardless. I want you to look back at these 3 months and be proud of the mom that you showed up for your kids. With God's help, I know you're able to experience a transformation that is so massive that those around you will be able to notice the positive changes in you. If you're ready to break generational anger and pass on an emotionally healthy legacy for your kids, book a consultation call using the link in the show notes. I cannot wait to connect with you.
Hey, friend. Welcome to Emotionally Healthy Legacy Podcast. This week, I am going to share with you behind the scenes of April into my life, kind of the things that have been going on in our family, in my life, so you get to have a little chance to get a little bit in my corner. And so this month, I want to share with you some of the things that happened that were exciting and fun, a little bit challenging and difficult. We all have our ups and downs. So first, I want to share with you that my daughter, she'll be 3 in July, but she decided to drop her naps. And it's been challenging. This is my work time when she naps. So it's been really tricky because she just doesn't nap. She's in her crib. I have a little tent over the crib that I've shared with you about multiple times. She can't get out. I put some toys in there. She just won't fall asleep during that time. She'll talk. Sometimes she'll call for me. Sometimes I'll give her snacks, but she just won't fall asleep. Sometimes she will fall asleep towards the time I need to wake her up anyways, so I need to go pick up the kids from school. So it becomes really tricky because around 5 p.m., she falls apart emotionally and she is having a really, really hard time and really cranky in the evenings. And so, which means we can't really go many places in the evenings. Not that we do that much, but when I'm making dinner, things get really tricky. And I've been just having her watch some cartoons while she's strapped in the high chair, so that way I can get dinner done and I don't have massive meltdowns just because she's having a hard time. She still needs naps and she doesn't. If you have a toddler, I am confident you can relate what it's like. I had the same thing going on with my 3 boys at 2 years old. They would give up their naps and it's like their body still needs it, but they fight it. And then they're super cranky in the evenings and it makes things a little bit more challenging. And I know she's not doing this on purpose. She's not doing this to upset me. It's just a transition. We'll get past it. It just means we can put her to bed a little bit earlier in the evenings. Not that it actually works out that way, but I'm working towards it to put her to bed a little bit earlier. It's a tricky situation. I went to the library with my kids one of the days after school. They're like, oh, let's go to the library. I'm like, okay, cool. So I took all the kids to the library and my 2-year-old loves to run away from me. She thinks it's funny that I'm chasing her and she kept trying to run away from me at the library. She is getting heavy. She's over 25 pounds and when I'm maybe even closer to 30 pounds. And so it becomes really hard to carry her. She hates being in the stroller. I'm holding her hand. She's trying to run away. I remember the boys were trying to pick out DVDs and movies that they can watch and some books. They were talking to librarians and she was trying to run away from me. She grabbed a DVD and I took it out of her hand and I was putting it back and then I was holding her hand and she slipped out of my hand and her face hit the corner of the bookshelf and all those bookshelves were metal and the corners were really like, you know, metal, not soft at all. And it cut her cheek open. And obviously there's bleeding and crying and I feel horrible. And it was just, my goodness, I took her to the bathroom and there's like blood everywhere. And I was able to stay calm, thankfully. It wasn't deep enough to go get stitches, but it was definitely a cut. And I was just so grateful that it was not in her eye, because it was a couple inches away from her eye. And I tell you, like, that would have poked her eye out probably. And I'm just so, so grateful that her eye was okay. She does have a little scar now on her cheek, and she has one on her lip too from like a year and a half ago. It's just toddlers. They just are so fast and they're so tricky, and you're trying your best to hold on to them. And I told my husband, I'm not going to the library with all four kids. Not for a while. Not with a two-year-old. She's just not ready for that yet. My three boys, they really like it and they enjoy it. But my two-year-old, we need to wait a couple years. I don't have one of those kids that will just sit next to you and stay calm and just, you know, hang out next to you. I've never had any of those kids. If you have one of those, that's awesome and amazing. I have those kids that just want to run away and have a good time. So, okay. Oh my gosh, what else did we happen? My birthday happened this month. I turned 35 years old, which is good. I am thankful that I am 35 years old, that I am healthy and thriving, and I'm in a good place in life. Obviously, there's so much growth that I still want to achieve and just improve on, but I'm thankful for where I am now. For my birthday, I wanted to get a manicure and a pedicure, and I invited a couple friends to come with me, local friends that live nearby that I met, and both of them had something going on and they were not able to attend. And I thought, you know what? I'm just going to go by myself. So it was a Sunday after church. I just took myself off to lunch. I just went to a sushi place and just sat and had miso soup and sushi by myself. And I opened my planner and I did some planning. And then I went and I got a manicure and a pedicure, and I did acrylic nails for both, like French tip acrylic nails for pedicure and manicure. And I've never done that. I've had manicures and pedicures with like gel, but not acrylic. And I actually haven't been to a salon, and like, I've done my own nails for, you know, on and off, but not to a nail salon in like 2 years. And so it was so nice. I felt so pretty. Afterwards, my hands looked so pretty and my toes looked so cute. And I loved it. I enjoyed taking myself out and just like spending time by myself and just decompressing. And I think if you've been here around, you know that I'm an introvert. I love to spend time on my own. It just fills me up. I just enjoy it. I enjoyed either spending time with a small group of friends, like two or three friends, super close, having deep conversations, or spending time on my own. And it just like fills me up so well. So that was really fun. I really liked that. Then this month, I finally hit 100K downloads on my podcast. Yay! So exciting. It was over 3.5 years old, my podcast. And I'm just so proud of myself, because if you are in a podcasting space, you would know that most podcasts fade after 7 to 8 episodes. It's called pod fade. People start, they're feeling super excited, and then they stop. And I've been consistent for over 3 years, and I finally hit 100K downloads, which just blows my mind. I am excited, and I feel really happy about it. Obviously, compared to other people that have millions of downloads, it's nowhere near that, but I am headed in the right direction. And every month there's more and more mamas that find me and listen to my show and email me. And you know what? If you have been blessed by my show, I would love to hear from you. If you scroll in the show notes over there, there is a button that says leave a voice memo, and it will give you 90 seconds. And you can leave me a voice message sharing with me how my podcast has blessed you. It is so encouraging, because honestly, sometimes it's really hard to keep going. It is extremely time consuming. I pour so much energy and effort into this, especially when I have guests on my show. It is very time consuming on my end. And one of my friends, I don't spend that much time as she does, but she spends 6 hours a week to like release one episode, and that is to outline it, record it, edit it, uploaded, do the show notes. She makes a blog post with her episodes as well, but it takes her 6 hours. It doesn't take me that long, but it really is a big commitment. And so if you've been blessed by this show, you can either do two things. You can send me a voice message and just tell me how this podcast has blessed you. It will be so encouraging to me. The other thing that you can do is leave a review if you haven't. It is free. It takes you less than a minute, and it literally is such a blessing to me, and it helps me to keep going. Every time I read positive reviews, it is so encouraging for me to keep going and doing this work, because some days are really hard, and sometimes it feels like I'm not making an impact and not making a difference. And hearing from you that you've been blessed by this podcast and it has been helpful for you, it is something that truly helps me keep going and not give up. So anyways, I'm proud of myself for getting to 100,000 downloads. For my birthday, we didn't do too much on the day. My husband got me really nice flowers and chocolates, and then we went out to eat as a family, though I did tell him that I really want to have my birthday be special this year because I turned 35, but nothing really major happened. He said we have some plans over the weekend, but he didn't say what it was. So I'm like, okay, maybe we'll do something over the weekend. Well, my family surprised me and visited me. So my parents and my youngest sister, a single sister, they came over from Minnesota. And my sister that lives in New York, who's married, and she came over with both of her kids. And they flew in, and my husband picked them up Friday morning from the airport, and he brought them to our house. And that was such a big surprise for me. I did not expect that. I felt so loved, and it was such a fun weekend with my family. We got to just like spend time together. We went to see the fountains Friday night. We went to the beach on Saturday. We went to our neighbor's pool on Sunday. We just took walks in the neighborhood. We went and got a cake and just, you know, celebrated my birthday. And my mom is so loving and so caring. She loves to help, and she would just do all the cooking in the kitchen. Obviously, like, I was there too, but she would wash all the dishes. And if you know me, I don't enjoy cooking or cleaning in the kitchen, so I'm like, go for it. And it was just so good. It was so life-giving. I loved it. I enjoyed it so much. I felt so loved and so blessed that my family was able to come over, and we had such a good time. I did share an episode at 213 just recently about how I had a heart incident with my daughter when my family was over. We were at the neighbor's pool and she fell in the pool and I didn't even see it. And my sister saw it and she jumped in and got her out before I even realized what was going on. And I felt horrible as a mom. And I share the whole story in episode 213. If you just scroll back several episodes, you're going to be able to listen to that story and just... It was hard. It was hard. I did not feel good about myself as a mom and just how those negative thoughts were consuming me and how I had to shift those thoughts. And so if you want to listen to the episode, I would encourage you to go back and listen to it. This month, I also, in April, I signed up for a friend of mine. Her name is Alicia Drews. She has a podcast called Happily Hormonal, and I plan on having her as a guest on my show and to talk to you about how to balance hormones naturally, and because hormones can affect our mood and our energy levels, and that all affects our emotions, right? And so if we're physically tired, we're easily more dysregulated, and so I am really excited. I'm looking forward to that. We haven't set that up yet, but I will have her on my podcast, and I joined her coaching program to help me learn how to balance my hormones even better. I feel like I'm pretty good for the most part. I would just like to increase my energy levels, and with like my PMS week, to just, you know, balance that out more so things are not so up and down. And I'm just excited to learn about how to do that naturally and nourish my body in that way. So I did that. And then I told you about my coach, Tessa Romero. I've been through her coaching program, Mind Body Alignment, last summer. And then I'm going through another round of the same coaching program that she has updated and revamped. And it's this spring. And it's again on all the mindset in motherhood and how to shift your perspective to feel empowered in circumstances that aren't going your way, which is, I love this kind of work. And I bring that type of work into my coaching program. I've learned so much from Tessa, and I give her credit to lots of things that I've learned that I share on this podcast. And I'm continuing to do this work myself. I want to stay in this work because if I stay in this work, I can become even a better coach for you. So if you struggle with negative mindset, if you struggle with feeling reactive constantly with your kids, with anger and feeling frustrated and just being negative and moody and reactive, my friend, I can help you. I can help you. I have a 12-week coaching program that will change your life. I'm not even kidding. It's risk-free. You get 100% money back. If you don't see the results after putting in your effort and doing the work, my friend, I am so grateful that I get to do this to support you. And if you want my help, I would invite you to book a call with me. The link is in the show notes to book a consultation call. It's free. And on that call, I'll get to learn a little bit more about you, what your struggles are, and if I think my program is a good fit for you, I will invite you to join, and you get to decide if you want to come in or not, and it's up to you. And if you want that hand-holding, if you want that support and accountability, I have you. I can help you, my friend. So that is out there, and that is available for you. The link is in the show notes. All right. The other thing I wanted to share with you is that I had some really hard days. At the end of the month, right before my cycle, one of the days I was struggling a lot and I had to tell my husband, and I told him this phrase. I said, I feel like I'm a 9.5 out of 10. Like 10 is when I lose my cool. I need you to help me with the kids. Please take over with the kids 100% so I can go take a break because I don't want to explode. And able to recognize how my body feels and able to recognize that I need a break so I don't explode on my family, that took work. And that's the kind of work I teach you in my coaching program. So if this is something that you need help with, I can help you, friend. It's not about not feeling angry. You're still going to feel angry. It's about how to recognize when you're getting to the anger stage and how to recognize it before you explode and how to release and process those emotions in a healthy way. So that is available for you, my friend, and I am more than happy to support you. I also had something really, really fun at the end of the month, and so we were supposed to do this the weekend my parents came over, but my husband reached out to my friends, and we rescheduled it. I have two friends that live here nearby, Lisa Lazotte and Sandy Cooper. They've both been guests on my show. Lisa has a podcast called Habits and Home, and she helps Christian moms who struggle with ADHD how to declutter and systemize their home. And then Sandy, she is a wise woman, and she has a podcast called The Balanced Momcast. And she's been on my show too, and we talked about social media, but she teaches and supports frazzled Christian moms how to balance life when things feel chaotic and overwhelming. And so I will link their podcast in the show notes for you just because they're such a blessing to me. And we got to go to the beach on a Saturday. It was so fun. Oh my gosh. It was so fun. I just loved it. We got to the beach, set up our chairs, and just sat there and talked for hours and ate snacks, went and got our feet wet in the water, and then came back and just sat and tanned and just had wonderful conversations, all things motherhood and food and parenting and, oh my gosh, and business and all the things. And I just feel so blessed that God has answered my prayers and provided friendships for me that are women that are nearby. Because it was hard. It was hard in the beginning when we first moved, not having anybody. And I feel so blessed that God has provided these friendships in my life. So my friend, if you are struggling and you don't have friendships, I would encourage you to pray. Pray for God to provide the right people, for Him to send the right people your way. And He will. He really, really will. So all right, friend, I wanted to share with you one Amazon product that I've been really liking lately. And if you like clean beauty and makeup products that don't have any toxins in it. Honest Company, Honest Beauty Company by Jessica Alba is actually really good with how clean their products are. And I will link a blush that is a cream blush that you use your fingers, I guess, to put it on your cheeks. I really like it. I like the color. I think it's super cute and it lasts a while. And so I will link that in the show notes for you if this is something that you are interested in getting. Brent, thank you for being here. I feel so honored and blessed that you are in my corner, and I pray that God blesses you. And if you feel like you need support with your anger and rage and negativity, and you're ready to do the work and make changes in your life, I'm here for you.
Last reminder before you go, this week only through May 25th, if you join 12-week Calm Christian Mom Coaching Program, you will get an additional 4 weeks of coaching with me for free. The program is completely risk-free. You either get results or you get a full refund at week 12. If you want to overcome out-of-control anger, book a consultation call. Use the link in the show notes.